I'd like to introduce you to Rachel Tobin. Rachel was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes when she was 12, a condition I'm very familiar with because my maternal grandmother, as well as my mother-in-law, had juvenile diabetes. And I can remember both of them taking insulin on a regular basis. And you probably know somebody that has juvenile diabetes or type 1 diabetes, it's often called, as opposed to adult onset diabetes. And it's not so much talking about the illness and the condition and coping with it that we're going to focus on today, but it's more what Rachel ended up doing. And it's just remarkable. Good morning to you. How are you? I'm fine. I'd be better if I actually turned the right microphone on. The big buildup. And there we go. Now I can say good morning to
good
you.
Good morning.
You know, after making Mother's Day cards with about 200 kids over the last month and Father's Day cards, I've gotten very confused as to where all of my controls are and things. So you just have to kind of bear with me. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. You grew up where I did.
Right, in Churchill.
Churchill. And I mentioned we weren't going to talk too much about the illness, but you were diagnosed at the age of 12. Do you remember
that happened? I remember that day very clearly. I was swimming at the pool with my friends, and my mom got a call from our pediatrician who said, you need to go to the hospital immediately.
Oh, my.
So it was I did not know what diabetes was before this time because it did not run in my family. And we went to the hospital, and right away they knew it was diabetes. And my life completely changed since that day.
Yeah, and you must have really – what a shock and
right.
What a major change. And I imagine were you in the hospital long when that – diagnosis came?
They kept me about 3 days because they had to teach me about the whole condition and how to give myself insulin shots and check my blood sugar.
And, you know, I said we weren't going to talk about this too much, but as long as you're comfortable, because it must be at the beginning pretty devastating when you learn about that, because while, you know, you can control yourself, suddenly your way of life really changes. We used to, you know, when traveling with my mother-in-law, you know, always finding a room with a refrigerator in it to keep insulin cold and always making sure there was time to do that, I used to think my grandma was the greatest when I was a little kid. It's like, it's always fun to visit grandma because she always has candy in her purse, and it took me a while to realize why. It's a big change, isn't it?
It was a big change. It was tough at first. It's still tough at times dealing with the condition, but yeah. I made the best of it.
Now that happened when you were 12. Now you're 17. Did you just graduate, or
I'm going to be a senior.
Terrific.
Yes.
And what kinds of things? Before we talk about your business and what you've done, what kind of things are you interested in generally?
I'm interested. I play on the field hockey team at my school, and I also am involved with a few choirs. I sing.
Terrific.
School.
Have you thought about life after high school yet?
Not yet. I'm getting to that point.
Well, your parents won't like my saying this, but my first college application was submitted, I think, in January of my senior year, and I think I didn't know where I was going to go until May. I think you have to do that a little earlier these days, but I can remember being filled with a lot of uncertainty as to what I wanted to do.
Right.
It's a tough decision to make. But always a reversible one, or one that you can, you know, take, you know, you can explore different possibilities. So you decided after, you know, once you learned of this, to sort of channel your energy into something creative. And, you know, just sort of tell the story of how this came about.
Sure. Right after I was diagnosed, my grandmother was actually taking beading classes, and I would go over to her house and she would teach me how to make a bracelet, how to finish the ends, how to string it. And I became really interested in the whole process. And I decided, wouldn't it be great to make some bracelets and donate the proceeds to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation? And so we started ordering a greater quantity of beads, and we started stringing more and more, and I had to get help because I couldn't do them all by myself. And
now you're 12 doing this, right?
Right, I was 12 at the time. Okay. And
this is pretty amazing. So you need to picture now a girl who's 12 years old, like making, you know, probably thousands of beads. You're stringing these together and making these. They're bracelets at this point?
They are. Bracelets, yeah. And necklaces, yes. Yeah. And then the company just grew, and we recently became an LLC. And our company's name is now Rachel's Cure by Design. And to date, we've donated over $31,000 to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
So you have topped $30,000. That's incredible.
We have, yes.
Now, in the beginning, how did you sell these things? Excuse me, these beautiful bracelets. I don't mean to call them things.
Right.
But how did you – what did you do?
Well, first we just started selling them to our friends and family, and we were surprised they became a hit, and people wanted them as gifts or presents. So then we started going around to stores in the area, and my mom was friends with the owner at Carabella's in Oakmont, and she carried them in her store, and they became popular there, and then it just kind of expanded from that and to more stores.
That's amazing. And did you ever in your wildest dreams think it would lead to as much money as you've raised?
No. When I started this, I thought I'd just be making about 10 bracelets to give to my family and friends, but definitely picked up.
It's just incredible. And you've also, you know, broken out to necklaces. Is the necklace you're wearing?
It is,
looks like,
yes.
It's one you made.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty.
Thank you.
I can't tell if it's a beaded chain or not.
We call it a bead changer. You can actually move the beads around, and there's colorful little discs that go on the chain, and it's, yes.
Oh, how cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not what you may be thinking. The necklace is beaded, but there is a pendant-looking beaded, you know, pendant hanging from it. And, you know, you could actually fiddle with those beads and move them back and forth, like Rachel was just saying. So it's kind of a nice, if you think Rachel's jewelry may be very plain or like, I mean, there's some design to what she's doing here. These are some really, you're quite an artist when it comes to this. Is that something, did you have a lot of artistic talent when you started this, or did you actually learn? I'm sure you've grown, but I mean, in the beginning, were you the kind of person that liked to draw a lot and make things?
Well, I was definitely not an art person, like drawing and that kind of thing, painting, but I always had, I believe, a creative eye, so I was able to put colors together and patterns, and I've always thought, you know, this would look good with that, and just created the bracelets.
So I asked you before about life after high school. I mean, you've got a business to run, and that may be some, I'm sure this is not something you want to stop doing,
right.
Having just formed an LLC. So how do people look at your jewelry that might want to purchase it and might want to support the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation?
Well, our bracelets are carried in several stores in the Pittsburgh area. They're in right now Little's Shoe Store, Pursuits, Carabella, H. Baskin, and Rosebuds, and they're also at Nemacolin in Bedford Springs. And we recently just put our bracelets on Etsy, which is a website where you can sell handmade items. And you can access that website at rachelcbd.etsy.com. And in the meantime, our website is just finished. We're finishing getting everything together, and that will be up soon as well. And that will be www.rachelcbd.com, and you will be able to purchase the bracelets from there.
Well, that's just incredible. I'm curious, you probably have bracelets in all sorts of price ranges, I would imagine. Can you give a sense of the range?
Sure.
Of
well,
prices?
Our bracelets actually range in price from about $30. They can even go up to $70 because some of our bracelets use more expensive beads and some special stones or gems or freshwater pearls. So it depends on the bracelets. We range in price.
And I mention that because, you know, normally we wouldn't talk about prices of things, but you're providing a great opportunity to make a contribution to Juvenile Diabetes Foundation, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation when you do this. How have they reacted to what you're doing? They must be thrilled. And have you ever thought of maybe teaching others to do this sort of thing in other communities so that they might be able to emulate your success? That's a thorny issue. You might just want to expand on your own, but I could imagine other kids channeling the same kind of energy, you know, in Boston or San Francisco and doing the same thing.
Right. Well, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation has been very excited about this project. We know a lot of the ladies who work there just through this whole business, and they all love the bracelets. They wear them. And as far as having other kids in other cities work on the bracelets, we've not done that yet. We're still expanding. But one thing we have done is we've partnered with other causes along with JDRF, and we donate to JDRF and the cause. For example, we're on the pancreatic cancer website, and we donate twice, once to pancreatic cancer and once to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
Well, that's a great idea. So what a great thing. And the company, Rachel's Cure by Design. So the cure goes beyond. You've taken your own personal situation and you've grown it beyond that sphere to help people with other issues as well. So what an amazing thing. A lot of people will think jewelry, you know, can be kind of frivolous or unnecessary or extra, and maybe not a lot of people, but some people. Here's a case where a piece of jewelry that you have, new jewelry, ends up immediately having some personal value and some value beyond the jewelry itself when you wear it, which is kind of a neat thing.
Right, and each of our bracelets actually has a hope charm, which symbolizes my hope for a cure for diabetes, but it could also be for any challenges or opportunities you and your family may face. And that is on every one of our bracelets, along with a Made with Love charm. That
very
is
nice. I'm looking, your mom is has lots of jewelry on. What a surprise. But looks like she has three of your bracelets. Yep. Is the necklace yours as well that
it
she's
is,
wearing?
It is, yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to look at this here. Oh, these are really beautiful beads. Oh, there's so the Made with Love is this heart with a little skeleton keyhole in it. And I'm looking for the hope charm. I'll find it. There it is. It's the one that says the word hope on it. Doesn't take much to fool me. When these are just beautiful.
Thank you.
They're really well made. And there have been some articles. If you just Google Rachel Tobin, T-O-B-I-N, she's had some recent articles in the Post-Gazette and then World Magazine. And what's the location of the new website? Is that up and running?
It will be. We're just finishing getting everything done so we'll be able to sell the bracelets. It will be www.rachelscbd.com, and that should be up within the next 2 weeks. So if you want to keep checking back, that will be up soon.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to mention? I want to be sure that you get a chance to include anything maybe that you've been thinking about, because it's really you really have a lot to be proud of.
Thank you. I do want to mention about the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. It's a really unique foundation because 86% of each dollar raised goes directly to research, which is really rare. That's a very large percentage. And their mission is to find a cure for diabetes and its complications through the support of research. And they've been very successful. This is the foundation which we support.
Well, I'm glad you're able to do that. It's just incredible what you've been able to do. Now, your health has been good. You're in control, and you're playing field hockey. You must be.
Right. Yes, it's been good. Yes.
That's great. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a younger brother.
And has he reacted to this? Does he help at all?
He's kind of our IT guy. He's good with all the technical stuff. We could not survive without him.
And he's 7, 8 years. How old is he?
He's 14.
Okay. Yes. You can be an IT guy if you're 6 or 7, you know, these days.
Right, right.
What's his name?
His name is Josh.
Well, terrific. Well, thank you, all three of you, for being here. Rachel's parents are here, too. Do either of you want to say anything? Nah. Rachel's the spokesperson. And I hope you'll keep in touch and let us know if
thank
we can
you, yes.
ever be of any help. It's just amazing. You'll want to look at the jewelry, look for it at the stores that Rachel mentioned, and know that you can be supporting not just Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, but other groups that are working to help bring solutions to illnesses. Rachel's Cure by Design is the name of the company. Conceived at the age of 12 and now run at the age of 17 by Rachel Tobin. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you for having me.